Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
It's 52 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey again today, Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's look at, first of all, the USDA numbers that came out about a half hour ago or about an hour or so ago. The ending corn stocks for 2008-2009 pegged at 763 million bushels, according to USDA. Soybean ending stocks, 185 million bushels, and the winter wheat crop, 1.778 billion bushels. We'll talk about what those numbers might mean for the trading day today with Jackie Vakes in a few moments. The rally in the cash hog market continues, for now at least, with calls of fully steady to a dollar per hundredweight higher prices today. Livestock dealers and analysts said buyers at several plants are looking for additional loads for delivery over the weekend and early next week. Packers need more hogs to fill their slaughter schedules and cover their orders for export sales and Memorial Day feature business, according to those analysts. Peoria called a dollar higher at $50 top price. Demand remains strong, they say, so prices should be higher, and they say plants probably need more hogs for Saturday or early Monday delivery. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, May 8th, negotiated swine purchases were 17,261. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 68 even to 79.05. The weighted average was 75.62, up $1.42 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 47.58 to 62.60, the weighted average 58.44. In the West, negotiated swine purchases are 22,223. The base price range was 65 even to 81.76, the weighted average 78.32. That was up 53 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 52.74 to 62.50. The weighted average was 60.21.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In a moment, the overnight numbers and a look at today's opening call from Jackie Vakes at Stuart Peterson Group. First, a look at the growing areas weather. Here to do that, AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Tom. First off, I've been talking almost exclusively about corn and soybean areas, obviously most important to us, but we know the situation, cool, wet, and we need more warm, dry. I thought today I'd talk a little bit about the U.S. hard red wheat area, where rain has left most of the area this morning. It will be back again late in the day over especially northwestern portions of the region as the next disturbance influences the area. Precipitation today and tomorrow should be brief and light, but it will help to maintain a favorable environment for crop development. Cold weather still expected to follow Saturday's rain, with Sunday morning low temperatures dropping into the upper 20s in western Nebraska through northeastern, east central Colorado. Areas near and west and north of Goodland, Kansas will also slip into the range to the upper 20s to lower 30s, while most other areas in Kansas experience lows in the 30s to lower 40s. One more rain event of size will impact the hard red wheat country during the next week, providing adequate moisture, and that should help to sustain normal crop development. Cooler air will follow the storm system, with Wednesday and Thursday of next week likely being the coolest. High temperatures outside of Saturday trending in the seasonable range of 60s, 70s, with 80s to the south for much of the upcoming week. Saturday's highs will be limited to 40s and 50s in northwestern crop areas. And latest computer runs indicate that temperatures for the 16th through the 22nd will show some warming across the area. The models are also starting to trend a little bit drier and warmer for the corn and soybean area for the 16th through the 22nd, but not totally dry weather is expected to occur. The environment will be conducive for some field progress, but again, things will be going slow because weather until then will be quite wet with little or no planting anticipated. Temperatures still expected to be quite cool into the eastern half of the nation late next week and into the following weekend. Still looking for no frost unless a well-developed high surface high-pressure system forms behind next week's storm systems as they move into the area. As far as the Delta in the southeast, forecast today is a little bit weather for the northern Delta during the middle portion of next week, but more favorable planting conditions now expected for the Delta in the southeastern states during the second week of a two-week period. Temperatures will be warmer during the second week, and it right now looks like little, if any, significant rain will fall in the area. Argentina, no precipitation fell yesterday and little is expected over the next 10 days. Totally dry weather not expected, but very little rain of significance is expected to threaten the unharvested summer crop there. And in Brazil, they did get a few spits of moisture and that will occur over the next 5 days or so. But generally, most areas will experience a net drying. A weak frontal system will pass through the nation late next week, setting off a few more showers. But resulting rainfall is not likely to set back the drying trend or induce any big changes in unharvested crop conditions across Brazil. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Now the overnight numbers in the boards of trade. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 866 and three quarters a bushel, down penny and a quarter. Last traded up 12. Spring wheat in Minneapolis opened overnight at 10.04 and a half, up a penny and a quarter. Last traded up 7¾ cents. July wheat in Chicago opened at 8.22, unchanged. Last traded up 16 and a half. July 8.36, up a quarter. Last trade 19 and a quarter. December wheat 8.57 and a half, up 1¼. Last trade up 15¾ cents. March wheat 8.89, up 15 on the open and the last trade. July of next year's wheat 8.64, up a half. Last trade up 20¼ cents. The nearby May corn opened overnight at 6.18 and a quarter, down a half, last traded up 8¼ cents. July, 6.29 and a half, down 3/4, last trade up 8¾. September, 6.38 and a half, down a penny and a quarter, last traded up 8¼ cents. December corn, 6.45 and 3/4, down a half, last trade up 8¼. March, 6.56, down 3/4, last trade up 8¼. And then May of next year, 6.63 and a half, down a penny and a quarter, last trade up 7½ cents. In the bean pit, May opened overnight at 13.04, up 5¾ cents. Last traded up 10¾. July, 13.12 and a half, up 2½ cents. Last trade up 15¾. August beans, 13.08, up 4. Last traded up 8. September, 12.76 and a quarter, up 2. Last traded up 8¾. November beans, 12.44 and 3/4, down 1. Last traded up 14¼ cents. And January of next year, 12.58 and 3/4, unchanged. Last trade up 14¾. March beans in 09, 12.74 and a quarter, up 4¼ cents, last traded up 10. In the products, July soybean meal opened at 333.20 overnight, up to, or down 2 rather, last traded down 20 cents. And bean oil for July, 59.55, unchanged, last traded up 45. We are not really sure, but let me see if Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin is ready for us. Hello, Jackie. I guess not. Jackie is not there today. We will get a market update from our analyst in the 9:49 commodity market report. Here's the opening call as what Reuters predicts. The corn called 10 to 15 cents a bushel higher this morning. They say there is still support from wet and cold weather in the U.S. that's sort of overriding the USDA new crop ending stocks estimate, which was viewed as supportive to corn. The wet, cold weather is expected to slow corn planting, still threatening to trim this year's corn production. The government had raised its old crop carryout forecast. In the soybeans, they're calling it 25 to 30 cents a bushel higher. There's support from the stock, the U.S. soy ending stocks data in the supply-demand report from the USDA, which is seen as bullish for beans. It's also supported this morning by the ongoing concerns about labor, farm labor in Argentina. The gains may be slowed by new crop months by continued wet weather in the U.S. that may again play some havoc in the plantings for soybeans as well as corn, leading to a potential shift to more soy acreage. And in the wheat, they're calling for a 5 to 10 cent higher opening today, with spillover support from calls for the sharply higher opening beans and corn. and gains are limited by bearish wheat production and ending stocks data in the May crop report that came out about an hour and a half ago. So once again, the wheat 5 to 10 a bushel higher, the corn 10 to 15 a bushel higher, and soybeans called 25 to 30 cents higher. Again, the ending stocks report from USDA for this year in corn, 763 million bushels, beans 185 million, and the wheat, winter wheat crop, 1.778 billion bushels. We'll get that analysis coming up after the opening in the opening commodity market report at 9:49 on WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 52 degrees and still rather overcast in Champaign-Urbana at 9 o'clock Central Time.